From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has fired the acting U.S. Attorney General after she directed Justice Department officials not to defend his executive order enforcing a temporary travel restriction on people entering the U.S. from seven countries. The Senate has yet to confirm Mr. Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions. Meanwhile, the White House Monday continued defending the temporary travel ban despite a global protest. Sean Spicer is the president's spokesman.
I think what we're trying to say is you don't know when the next threat's coming. You don't know when the next attack's coming. And so the best you can do is to get ahead of it, because if you wait, you're going to be reacting. And what I think I want to be clear on is the president's not going to wait. He's going to make sure he does everything in his power when he can to protect the homeland and its people.
Opposition to the ban continues. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker took part in an anti-ban rally on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court.
But we must understand, when somebody attacks Muslim Americans, they attack all of us. When someone attacks with prejudice, we must respond with love. And so I call on everybody that we now must be determined to fight for the long haul.
The executive order blocks citizens of Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering U.S. territory for a period of 3 months. The ban has been clarified to allow people with green cards, lawful permanent residency, as well as non-citizen visa holders to be allowed entry into the U.S. The Libyan Coast Guard Monday said it rescued about 700 Europe-bound migrants in waters off Sabratha. The migrants, mostly from Africa, include Syrians and Palestinians. More than 1,300 migrants are said to have been rescued by the Italian Coast Guard since Friday. Three bodies were recovered. This is VOA News. Police in Quebec City said one suspect remains in custody following Sunday's deadly shooting at a mosque that left six dead in what Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called a terrorist attack.
To the more than 1 million Canadians who profess the Muslim faith, I want to say directly, we are with you. 36 million hearts are breaking with yours.
The suspect, 27-year-old Alexander Bissonnette, a student at Laval University, has been charged with 6 counts of murder and 5 counts of attempted murder with a restricted weapon. 5 people are still in critical condition. 12 suffered lesser wounds. The U.S. confirmed Monday that Iran test-fired a medium-range ballistic missile Sunday that a U.S. official said exploded about 1,000 kilometers from its launch site. Indiana University Iran analyst Hussein Banai said he believes it's an act of defiance by Tehran aimed at Washington.
So I think it's done this in order to send a clear signal that it's not going to back down from the kinds of normal activities it was carrying out under the Obama administration, and that it does not want to appear conciliatory or somehow too timid in the face of tough talk coming out of Washington.
The U.S. is asking the U.N. Security Council to take the matter up in emergency session later Tuesday. Ukraine said 7 of its soldiers were killed in the past 2 days and stepped up fighting by pro-Russian separatists in the east. Ukrainian Defense Ministry spokesman Colonel Alexander Motsuyanuk said the fighting Sunday to Monday was nonstop. A January ceasefire has resulted in a lull in fighting. The conflict, which erupted in 2014, has killed nearly 10,000 people. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis Monday spoke by phone with his South Korean counterpart, Han Min-Koo, with both agreeing on strengthening their defenses against the evolving North Korean missile and nuclear threat. Mattis, who's to visit the country Thursday, reaffirmed U.S. commitment to South Korea's defense, providing extended deterrence. Pakistan Monday ordered Hafiz Saeed, suspected of masterminding the 2008 Mumbai attacks, placed under house arrest. That attack in India killed 166 people. Islamabad has been under mounting U.S. and Indian pressure to apprehend Saeed. Colombian rebels are entering demobilization camps, part of a peace agreement ending more than half a century of combat. Thousands of fighters of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, have made or are making their way to more than 24 rural camps to disarm. The Eurozone jobless rate has fallen to its lowest level in 7.5 years. In December, officials said it slowed to 9.6%, with big drops in Spain and Portugal. Meanwhile, inflation in January jumped nearly 2%, the highest level in nearly 3 years, close to what the European Central Bank's 2% goal is. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.